Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Because no one ever said life is fair. Here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It is Sports Overnight America. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona. And I am joined in Phoenix, Arizona by the one, the only, Jen Rich. Jen, how are you doing this evening?
I'm existing.
You're existing.
I'm existing.
You're existing. So the fabled return of the Big Three, or the debut of the Big Three in Phoenix, waits another day because Kevin Durant had to hold it down while Booker and Beal were out to start the season. They had Steve Kerr and the Warriors down at Club Footprint this evening, and I'll tell you what, you know, Steve Kerr, be glad that this is the one that you waxed poetic about, and you're getting trolled, because otherwise you'd be looking at getting shot from, you know, all of your great talks about gun control and, you know, disarming citizens and violating the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. But what really matters, and it doesn't really even matter that much, is the final score. Suns come out on top in this one. Not sure if we had Scott Foster on the floor this evening, but Chris Paul loses nonetheless. I guess that you know, that whole thing is related to the playoffs more than December games of a regular season nature. Let's see. We do. I don't think we talked a lot about Ohtani deferring his salary, and it just doesn't make sense. Do you want the Dodgers to have the financial flexibility to put good players around you? You know, maybe a player with the caliber of Mike Trout. You know, things like that can happen. And holy losing streaks in the NBA. You got San Antonio, you got Detroit, and creeping into that space right now, you've got the Golden State Warriors, losers of six straight. We will talk about those things and probably some more on this upcoming hour of Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich is here with me. Daniel's behind the glass in San Francisco. Things get dire, we'll ask him to turn his mic on. Other than that, keep it close, everyone. It's Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
She's flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's time for her to ask the questions. Here's Jen Rich with today's headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich is here with me. When you're not listening to us live, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at Jeff Rich Talks, at A Girl of Many Hats. And, of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. Another day, not sure where to start. Today wasn't really as exciting as I think Monday was.
Yeah, Tuesdays generally don't yield the greatest of sports stories. You know, it's nice when someone like Draymond Green throws his bone and gets ejected. I'm not sure how many times Draymond's been ejected here. I mean, I'm sure that's very Googleable, but 9 ejections for Nikola Jokic, and the fans booed when a visiting player was given the thumb, which is really strange. But Daniel tells us that it was like Serbian Heritage Night in Chicago, and those Serbs, they don't root for laundry; they root for their countrymen, and they were just definitely disappointed to see Nikola Jokic go. I don't know that the same could be said. It was probably a more joyous reception for Draymond Green getting tossed for flailing his arms. I mean, dude, you know, if you're a real man, turn around, standard fight, take the ejection. But this all, you know, this accidental groin kick said, you know, swinging your arms and accidentally punching somebody in the face. I've had it. I've had it with Draymond Green, but, Steve Kerr thinks he's a righteous dude, so he gets to stay around. I mean, how long has this been going on now? It's like 8 years since 2015. He was doing this crap then too. You know, holy yeah, yo. The reason that he was ejected in the 2016 finals is because he decided to wrestle down a Houston Rocket at the end of a game that was already in the can. I mean, this guy just has no self-control. If you want to argue that it cost the Warriors the title in 2016, so be it. But, I mean, there's just certain players, you know, there's certain players in certain sports that just cannot get out of their own way. Vontaze Burfict, who played at Arizona State and then for the Cincinnati Bengals, definitely comes to mind. You know,
this guy is great. He'll turn, you know, second and two into second and 10, but he'll turn third and 26 into first and 10 because he's going to commit the inevitable unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. You know, Draymond Green, it's going to be two shots, and maybe you're without your Swiss Army knife of sorts. I mean, Draymond Green is absolutely worthless to 29 teams in the NBA, but, you know, he complements the shooters on Golden State well. You know, they need a little bit of an edge to them because they are a finesse team. They do need something of an enforcer, but there's a wide gap between what Charles Oakley was for Michael Jordan and what Bill Laimbeer was for Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars, you know, where you need that guy. And then you just got this guy. You have this guy that gets in the way. Yeah, it's like your hockey enforcer. Yeah, you know what? He's supposed to go rough up the players that took a shot at your star. He's, you know, he should be able to sit in the box for 2 minutes, 5 minutes. But, you know, then you get those 10-minute game misconducts where you screw up all, you know, you screw up all of your lines, especially if you're a defenseman where, you know, you're really only rotating, you know, two lines on the back end. You know, you could really cost your team the game. I've seen it plenty with offsides and unsportsmanlike conduct penalties costing my team. But I can't think of a Cleveland guy that is just so notorious for, you know, pulling that kind of crap. You know, I can remember Kelly Olynyk ripping Kevin Love's arm out and the J.R. Smith freely throwing his elbows. And, you know, it cost them games. It cost... you know, especially in the NBA, where you could be suspended for playoff games in the midst of transgressions committed during the playoffs. Jen, you know, you're a little bit more of a casual fan. How do you react when you see, you know, when you see your guy charge the mound, or when you see your guy just, you know, go bat poop crazy?
I feel like it depends on the situation. Is it a team that we consistently have a problem with? Was it a mistake? Was it intentional? A lot of it comes down to the moment.
All right.
I think everyone's always down to see a fight, though. Like, you don't want your guy to get beamed in the head really, really bad, but it adds a little bit of excitement to sometimes
what he might catches be. One in the fleshy part of the thigh.
Yeah, you know, sometimes your game could use a little lift up, little excitement, little something going on.
So you're not going to clutch pearls when you see the incident that we had between Ottawa and Florida a couple of weeks ago, where every player on the ice.
Oh, where there was like 184 penalty minutes. So they made every player on the ice.
Is that ruining the sanctity of hockey for you?
That's one of the greatest hockey games ever played.
I like real fights in baseball. Football, you know, football with the helmet kind of ruins it. Like if you see guys just throwing fist into face mask, you just have to shake your head, roll your eyes, and, you know, think about how dumb they are to do something like that. But, you know, in hockey, there's an etiquette to it. You drop the gloves. You drop the gloves. If the other guy drops the glove, you fight. If he doesn't, he continues to play hockey, you got to put your gloves back on. You got to play hockey because you don't have a mutual combatant.
No.
You know, there are definitely fewer fights. You could usually count on, back in the day, you could count on two fights a game. You could almost count on a fight every period.
Yeah.
Now everyone's like, oh, he's going to get suspended. Oh, why can't they just play hockey and not make contact with each other? And I hate that kind of fan. You know, I don't even like watching the sports that are all about fighting. Like,
yeah, we don't like
fighting.
Yeah, we don't like the planned, scheduled.
No, it's gotta be organic.
Watch a bunch of crappy lightweight fights beforehand. We don't want any of that. We want spontaneous, genuine, working out their feelings.
Oh yeah.
Let them work it out.
Oh, I can remember one of the greatest baseball fights I can remember. Gary Sheffield gets the first base and he's barking at one of the Cleveland pitchers. This was up in Detroit, and it ends up turning into a bench clearing brawl. Not because the guy got hit by a pitch, but because the pitcher threw over to try to pick him off because he was leading off too far. I see the Yotes lost to the Penguins tonight.
They did. Yeah, this is like their third or fourth straight loss after having a five-game win streak.
Yeah, well, you know, it all evens itself out. You know, if just because he beat the last five Stanley Cup champions in consecutive games in November, maybe it crawled over into December, but you have those kind of games. You know, it's going to even out if you're not a great team. And as much fun as it's been to watch that team this year, they're not all the way there yet, and they knew it. They're not going to be all the way there while they're in the small arena. But you know, if they can win enough at home that they could, you know, that they continue to sell out that arena, they could prove that there's a desire for hockey in this town. I think that all we really need them to do is play 500 hockey. They've never had any luck in the draft lottery anyway, so who cares if, you know, what they do to damage their draft position. Go with, you know, win some games, definitely. What else? You know, the Giants added an outfielder, was Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name. There was a little uncertainty of where he would sign after Ohtani signed with the Dodgers. Because there was thought for a little bit that maybe they'd try to hang out. But, yeah, no, Giants snatched him up. I don't remember the details of it.
6 years, $113 million, KBO star, so no previous MLB experience. But, you know, there's all kinds of import names mentioned. The Red Sox gave Masataka Yoshida $90 million, you know, last year. Ha-Seong Kim plays for the Padres. And, you know, we knew the dominoes were going to fall after the Ohtani signing. So we'll pick it up on the other side. Jen's got some final scores from you. I am Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
What she says is final. Jen Rich is always keeping score here on Sports Overnight America.
Hello again. It's time for the Sports Byline Update Desk, where I am always keeping score. Start over on the ice with hockey, where Ottawa beat by Carolina 4-1. The Rangers routed 7-3 by the Maple Leafs. Penguins went 4-2 over the Coyotes. Red Wings 6-4 over the Blues. Predators score 18 seconds in overtime to defeat the Flyers 3-2. Oilers 4-1 over the Blackhawks. Seattle shut out Florida 4-0. Lightning lost to the Canucks 4-1. Vegas in overtime 5-4 over Calgary. And the Sharks actually won 2-1 over Jets. They're really getting kind of close to having 10 wins this season, so good for them. And then over on the court in the NBA, the Lakers lost to the Mavericks 127-125. Boston beat Cleveland at 120-113. Chicago lost to Denver 114-106. And the Suns hold on to edge out the Warriors 119-116. And then the Clippers won a fifth straight 119-99 over the Kings. And that's all I have with some pretty lazy scores.
Not a lot going on this evening.
Yeah.
It's almost like sports takes a day off on Tuesdays. All right, so where do we pick it up from there? I just typed in sports and Googled it. And the first story that comes up in news is a cheating in sports, Michigan football, latest scandal, but won't be last. But, yeah, it won't be the last one. So
it kind of seems like Michigan just gave – the Jimmy 3 weeks off. He's still going to coach in the Big Ten championship. Or I guess that already happened. So he's still going to coach in the semifinal, still going to coach in the playoff. They got a good roster coming back next year. I don't know if, well, I figure if they win, everybody's on their way out. If they get through Alabama and then lose in the championship, I would think that, you know, there's going to be a hunger, and maybe Donovan Edwards returns, and J.J. McCarthy, depending on what his draft status is. Because you're a top 10 pick, winning a national championship at Michigan probably doesn't really take precedent over getting to the NFL and making your money. So I would think that unless there's an extreme level of hunger, that there's going to be players that that do not return to Michigan, and all the while, despite the $11 million contract extension, if an NFL team wants Jim Harbaugh, he can be had. He can be had. If they win a championship in Michigan, there's nothing for him to come back and do. He'd defend the title, sure. You know, maybe continue to beat Ohio State, okay, but I get this feeling, and their players are going to play. It drives me crazy. And it looks like a lot of the Ohio State guys, even though their NFL status for next year, whether they return to school or go into the NFL, they're going to play in this Cotton Bowl. They're going to treat this game against Missouri like it means something so that they don't go out. You know, so these players, if this is their last game, it's not a loss to Michigan. And I think that you know, the players might just like each other that much. They might be uniting over the fact that their quarterback lost one game and suddenly he doesn't want to be there anymore. I understand that Ryan Day probably didn't promise that Kyle McCord would be the starting quarterback for Ohio State next year. But, you know, you're in a program, you've got to play up to that level. Justin Fields never had this problem. J.D. Barrett never had this problem. Cardale Jones could have transferred.
with JT Barrett coming back after Cardale Jones won a Big Ten championship and two college football playoff games, including one against Alabama. You know, he could have said, I want another school. But, you know, that's what college football is now. Everybody's going to transfer, you know, start me or I'm going to go somewhere else. It's never about their education, never about the school, the teammates, the coach. It's always about me, me, me. And
it's almost kind of like that's what you get after you give an award to an entire generation every time they breathe.
Right, right. And you know, they think that they're entitled. They think that, you know, everything should be served up to them. And that's because they've been worshipped since probably the seventh grade.
Yeah, we start stalking these kids in middle school. It's creepy. I don't like it.
Oh, we are doing nothing of the sort. I've insisted. And that's why I've never, you know, I could have had a, you know, there was a path to me becoming a college football reporter. And the one thing I refuse to do is follow recruiting. I think it's bad enough that that these kids, when they're 18 or 19, and that's I think that that's what ruined it for me, was sitting too close to the benches, hearing these guys speak their truth after the games. I've never had less of a desire to be around the locker room, around the players, because it's not as fun when you're like, okay, yeah, this guy is just throwing gasoline balls and he's a loser every night. But when you got to go talk to him and ask him questions and see the regret in his eyes because he left a curveball hanging and a 5-3 victory becomes a 6-5 defeat on one swing of the bat. That stuff's, difficult to deal with. And I'm sure I would feel the same if I were in Detroit or Ann Arbor covering Michigan, where I'm talking to these 18, 19, you know, more likely I'm talking to the leaders who are 21, 22, 23, in the case of Bo Nix, 36. I imagine that I would write my articles a lot differently, having to go face-to-face with these guys. And, that's a big knock on the traditional media folks versus the bloggers, is, the bloggers aren't in the press box. The bloggers aren't at practice. So, bloggers are making their own deductions. And when I say bloggers, I'm not trying to put down the medium, but I'm just saying if you're not there, you're going to have a hard time writing a story with any level of credibility. Of course, there are people that are there that just don't ask the questions and have the articles written not based on the interview, but based on their thoughts. And they'll insert a quote out of context that'll make sense. But, I guess that situation just kind of is what it is. What else we have? College football, Fox Sports 2023 All-American team, Jokic ejected, Green ejected, Bulls fans can't help but boo officials after Jokic gets ejected. How about this? Moving the Capitals and the Wizards out of Washington, D.C. proper.
I do remember catching something about that.
Yeah, because you decided to tune in to Pardon the Interruption.
Yeah, we haven't watched Pardon the Interruption in a long time. I turned on the TV. It happened to be the tail end of it. I was like, why not? I'll rewind it back. I'll listen to these crotchety old dudes yell at each other for 30 minutes. And they absolutely did yell. Some days there's days where they're kind of pleasant, a little fun, a little jokey. Wilbon was very upset about a lot of things today, and one of them was teams moving out of Washington, D.C. I don't know how Washington, D.C. fans feel about their sports teams, but I feel like all of us want no part to do with Washington, D.C.
Well, I said that the Warriors need to be – the Warriors, the Wizards need to be canceled. What direction are they going? They haven't gone into any direction. At least now we know that they're headed north to Virginia.
Yeah. I don't know. They're garbage teams. Let them go somewhere else.
Everybody plays downtown in the NBA. I mean, even Cleveland didn't play downtown. Cleveland played down in a community called Richfield, which was closer to Akron than it was to Cleveland up until 1995, when they had the Gund Arena, which became the Quicken Loans Arena, which is now the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And that's really the only example I can think of a team not playing downtown. You know, like the Florida Panthers, they don't play downtown Miami. They don't even play in Dade County.
But the Heat are downtown. Suns are downtown. I don't know. What kind of description would you give the United Center? Would you say South Side? Would you say that's still in the center of the city? How would you describe that?
Near South Side.
Near South Side, but heart of the city.
Yeah, they're not too south.
But they're not downtown.
No.
Okay.
It's Chicago's a big town. Like, what part of Chicago do you consider downtown?
I don't know if there is a downtown in Chicago.
All the big buildings are. They're everywhere.
There's big buildings everywhere.
There's big buildings everywhere.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the other towns that I've been to. Dallas, it's right there in the heart of Dallas.
Because you got to think, the Cubs are kind of the ones that are out there on their own, a little north.
They're just in a kind of a neighborhood in Chicago.
Soldier Field right there. The Sox, the Bulls, the Bears are all right by each other.
Well, you could put, as evidenced here, you know, you could put the hockey team way out. You certainly could put the football team way out. Dallas Cowboys do not play in the city of Dallas. The Arizona Cardinals don't play anywhere near the city of Phoenix.
The San Francisco 49ers do not play in San Francisco.
That's true. That's true. A lot of football stadiums are downtown, but I think you can get away with putting football because the fans are going to go once a week to football wherever you put it. But when you don't put basketball downtown, you kind of ruin the effect of what the game is supposed to be, the type of fan that they're selling to. We're just about out of time here, so I'll give a shout-out to the troops listening on the American Forces Network. Appreciate you on the AFN. This is Sports Overnight America. You're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508.
800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for staying up with us. I'll remind you that we are live at 10 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, but you could find the Sports Overnight America show 6 days a week here on the network. And I want to pick things up with the NBA. We've got that first in-season tournament behind us. I don't know if we're going to have any more. I think it's really silly for the Lakers to hang a banner, but they say that this will be the only one. So if there are additional in-season tournament championships for the Lakers, they'll just put the year on the same banner. So it's a forever banner, more or less. Looking at the standings that count, that means something towards the playoffs. We'll look at the Boston Celtics at the top of the Eastern Conference. They beat Cleveland tonight, right?
Yeah.
So Boston at 17-5, have not lost a home game yet. And, they look to be in the class of the West. The Magic, an incredible turnaround. They find themselves number two in the East. The Bucks, we expected them to be there. Philadelphia, I think with Harden out of the way, we expect them to be there. Indiana was your in-season tournament runner-up. Hopefully they're not hanging a banner for that. And then the Knicks would be in a guaranteed playoff spot if the season were to end today. But we're only a quarter way, way through the season, so Miami, Brooklyn, Cleveland, those are teams that all have winning records. They could be part of the discussion before it's all said and done. And then you have the two-win Pistons, the three-win Wizards. San Antonio's only won three games. Portland's bad. Memphis is bad. The Jazz are bad. Warriors aren't that great. And then you start getting into the winning teams in the West. Minnesota's finally turned that corner. They're right there with the Boston Celtics as far as having one of the best records in the league. Oklahoma City, I think that we figured it was only a matter of time before they matured, and we'll see how those young guys play. Dallas kind of seems like their old hat, but instead of Dirk, it's Luka. You just get the role players around him. Denver in no trouble at all. Not the best record-wise, but they're still the champs. They still have the target on their back, and they're still in a great position as far as their win-loss record through the first 2 months of the season. And then it just kind of turns into a logjam with Sacramento and the New Orleans Pelicans having nearly an identical record with Houston, Phoenix, the Clippers, and the Lakers in between. Clippers are pretty hot. Clippers are winners of five straight right now. Suns got back to their winning ways, but the losing streaks for San Antonio. They're 1-10 at home, 2-9 on the road, losers of their last 17. And then you've got the Pistons, who have lost 20 in a row at the very bottom of the league. And next year's draft class, this is not a year to tank. Next year's draft class does not have the potential that the 2023 draft class had. So, looking around, who surprised me the most? I would say Orlando. I'd say Orlando has surprised me. I'm kind of waiting for the Kings to turn that corner. Among who's really, really bad, we expected it from Portland. They dumped everything. Memphis looked good without Morant a year ago, but not the case this season. Jazz, once they got rid of Gobert and Mitchell, you knew they'd be away for a while. And then Golden State. Golden State just kind of hanging on by a thread. I don't think that they're bad enough to be bad, but they should not be behind the Rockets and the Pelicans And really, for that matter, the Lakers. I really think the Golden State should be a better team than what their record is thus far. But, you know, at a certain point, Steve Kerr's instruction is not helpful, especially for the guys that have been around. I think that if you're new to that culture, you thrive in it. But if you spend too much time there, and I'm not talking about Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. I might be talking about Draymond Green, but I don't know that they have the staying power, but I don't expect them to be under 500 when the season ends. I don't expect them to be on the outside looking in at the playoffs. Now, does that mean that they're going to be in the top six? I would think so, but I would say at a bare minimum that Golden State is play-in worthy. Teams on the outside looking in right now, I don't see it with Toronto, Chicago, the Hornets, and I certainly don't see it with the Wizards or the Pistons. Hawks aren't all that great. Cleveland's really not all that great. Brooklyn's really not all that great. The Heat should be better. The Knicks should be worse. And I know that the Knicks have some players now. Indiana's been hot the last couple of weeks, over the time of this meaningless tournament, but I still expect it to be Milwaukee, and I would not be surprised if Minnesota makes a lot of noise, but I'm still holding out hope that the Suns, once they get all their players on the floor and they gel, I think that they did figure out the question of depth. If not, I'll be here questioning not only myself, but James Jones come March or April if the whole thing goes kind of south. In the NHL, admittedly, I don't pay nearly as much attention to the NHL as I do to, you know, things like baseball and football. But, you know, the Florida Panthers are right there towards the top. Boston's got it going on in both sports. You know, at 39 points, they are second, tied with a number of teams, including the Canucks and the New York Rangers for having the second most points in the league. Vegas, of course, has 45. They're 20-5. I think the Denver and Vegas are doing a good job defending their titles in their respective sports. Chicago Blackhawks just kind of live in last place these days, don't they, Jen?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not the best hockey analyst in the biz for nothing. Minnesota might spare you and not make the postseason this year. It's just, you know, it's just so early. It's just so early. So it's really tough to say anything definitively. I would think that Boston and Florida and the Rangers, would be right there. Detroit's creeping back into things. Colorado, good again. Dallas has been, Dallas has been pretty solid the last couple of years. Vancouver, finally back. Vancouver's been down and out for quite a while. I don't know if they can continue to play at this pace, but they're winning 2/3 of their games at this point. So I would think that they're a team that's for real. And in fact, if the season ended today, your Arizona Coyotes would be a playoff team.
Even with losing the last four?
Yeah, they're.
That surge helped. Those five straight helped, but they have not won since then.
Yeah, 28 points. I mean, 28 points with four straight losses. Edmonton's won their last eight straight. So that wild card spot, you're not gonna try to hold on to the second wild card spot in the Pacific Division, in the Western Conference for the next 4 months. You know, they're gonna have to pick it up and play some winning hockey.
Yeah.
But on the road at Pittsburgh.
We're only halfway through the season?
Not even. We're games played for Arizona. The number is
April, so 20, we still have about 4 months.
28. We're about a quarter of the way through the season. But maybe just a little bit more, because at 25 would be a quarter of 100. So we're between a quarter and halfway through the season. But it's kind of wild to me. At least the Maple Leafs are playing pretty well this year. Connor Bedard, when's he going to play in his first playoff game? Because I don't see it happening in 2024 here.
No, probably not.
Connor McDavid, on the other hand, for Edmonton, I mean, they're on the outside looking in, but they're winners of eight straight. So they're trending towards where they need to be. You need to get Bedard, McDavid, Austin Matthews, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, Colorado Avalanche, Boston Bruins. I would say the Tkachuk brothers on the whole, but Ottawa's way down. Ottawa's, in fact, with 22 points. They are the worst team in the Eastern Conference, which would make them only the fourth worst in the Western Conference, because San Jose, Anaheim, and the Blackhawks are not good teams. So you've got and we've got a ways to go during the season. We could see players traded at the deadline. We could see injuries derail a team, maybe a sexual misconduct scandal. Maybe somewhere outside of Chicago this time.
Yeah, I was going to say, we never really found out what happened with Corey Perry? Connor Perry?
Oh, Corey Perry, yeah.
Blackhawks kind of discreetly-ish parted ways with him.
Well, didn't he pull a Zach Wilson on Connor?
Well, no, I mean, that was the rumor, and then a bunch of people were like, it's disgusting that people are even saying that, but we still don't have any idea what the misconduct was, and I'm just saying it's weird that an organization that knew about sexual assault and then tried to cover it up even has a leg to stand on about what's appropriate or not.
Did they think that they had a leg to stand on? I don't think. I mean, I thought this was swift action, unlike what they did with Quenneville.
I think that's exactly why it happened as quickly as it did, because they're like, oh, no, we're not going to let this happen again. But come on, at the end of the day, they did not actually face any penalty for their first transgressions. So, yes, they did take care of whatever happened swiftly instead of dragging their feet, covering it up, writing recommendation letters for the scumbags that were involved. But I'm still a little butthurt that they really literally faced no recommendation for what they did originally. The fans just carry on like, oh, yeah, just our Blackhawks and our first-round draft. Completely forgetting that your organization is just absolute trash.
I think that's a good way to sum it up. I don't mind that.
It's good to get that out. I don't want to go into 2024 with that. Yeah, you guys got handed a deal by the NHL. There's been teams that have been penalized for less.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We've seen swift punishment handed out.
Yeah, so they can sit down at the bottom of the division. They can suck. Hopefully the decent players that are on that team get a chance to go somewhere and do something someday.
So I guess even the Bulls announcers, Adam Amin and, Stacey King, drive home safe, beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Watch ahead, young man. But they were, I didn't have a chance to listen to it, but I do see an article up on awful announcing. Bulls announcers Adam Amin and Stacey King slam refs for, quote, terrible Nikola Jokic ejection. It was so bad. It was such a bad ejection.
I didn't really watch the clip. You guys were talking about it before the show started. You had it pulled up, but I can't even say feverishly writing my scores down because it was really lazy scores. But so I did not watch the clip itself.
Of Jokic?
Yeah. What happened? Why was this a...
He was yelling at the official, but so was Mike Malone. I mean, Mike Malone was 4 feet out onto the floor. If anything, Malone should have been teed up and... You know, it was just a no call on Jokic, and he was letting the ref have it. And he's a star of that level. You never see Michael Jordan get teed up. You never see LeBron get teed up for complaining. That's all it would be. It would just be one continuous technical foul for LeBron James if that were the case.
Yeah.
All right. Let's throw it to a break. On the other side, we'll say thank you and good night. She's Jen. I'm Jeff. It's Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Sports Overnight America. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona. I got Jen Rich right here. And Jen, Bill Belichick will not return as the Patriots head coach next year.
I feel like we had this story three or four games into the season. And then like a day later, they were like, oh, nope, never mind. He's sticking around.
We're cool now.
And here we are on a Tuesday where nothing really is happening. And we're back to the, oh, hey, Belichick's going to be out in New England. I'll believe it when it actually happens.
Yeah, I think that it's going to happen. And I think that he will take over in San Diego next year, because they're for sure going to Daniel's pleasure, they're going to let go of Brandon Staley. A little bit of a sad story for the Clevelander, and maybe because he is a Cleveland guy, you know, went to John Carroll along with Josh McDaniels and Jonathan Gannon and Shane Steichen. But yeah, that's that. So Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen are going to be inaugural members of the Bulls Ring of Honor. And I'm just curious if you've heard of how many of these other names you've heard of. Dick Klein, team founder, 67 to 69, the GM. Crickets. Jerry Krause, you probably know. He's the GM for the championship run. Yeah. Tony Kukoc, you would know.
Yep.
Bob Love, a little bit before our time. Scottie Pippen, you would know. Dennis Rodman, you would know. Jerry Sloan coached the team, and he played for the team. And then you got Chet Walker and another assistant coach in Tex Winter, who was there for the entire Jordan run and the championship run. So Bulls Ring of Honor has a lot of names from the championship run and the ones. Oh, and I thought I saw Artis Gilmore on there, too. Artis Gilmore, Red Kerr, Phil Jackson, you know, obviously Jordan, Pippen, Kukoc. But, you know, the Bulls don't have that rich of a history. It's just that really good 15 years.
Yeah, which is really saturated.
And that's that. And that's that. So that's going to do it for us, unless you have anything to add.
I survived.
All right, that does it for us throughout
Sports Overnight America. Stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Podcast Network.